When supporters said the Keystone XL pipeline would bring jobs to Texas, they probably weren't talking about jobs for lawyers. But that's kind of how things have worked out so far.
All rise.
The project to bring crude from the Canadian tar sands to refineries in the Gulf has sparked litigation all down the line as property owners challenge the company's use of eminent domain. One of them is Julia Trigg Crawford. She's a farmer from North Texas who says it was way too easy for TransCanada to take her land.
They went to the Railroad Commission. They asked for the T4 form. And when they got to the box that said, are you a private carrier or a common carrier, they checked the common carrier box.
Common carrier. It means that, kind of like a toll road, the pipeline can be used by whatever entity can afford to use it. Claiming that status gives the company the right to take land. In 2011, the Texas Supreme Court decided that pipeline builders need to do more than check a box to get that power. Now three bills at the state capitol aim to clear things up. HB 2748 is by Odessa Republican Representative Tryon Lewis. It calls for a notice, a hearing, and an opportunity to appeal before a company can take land. Tom Smitty Smith is the head of Texas Public Citizen. It's a group that has opposed pipeline companies' ability to claim common carrier status. He says Lewis' bill leaves a lot of open questions for lawmakers to answer later in the process.
What he did was he took the standards enumerated by the Texas Supreme Court for what should occur before a condemnation is authorized, dropped him in his bill, and didn't say very much more than that.
Lewis was not available for comment in time for this report, but HB 2748 does have the support of some industry groups. James Mann is a lawyer for the Texas Pipeline Association. He likes it because it could mean that a single pipeline can't be sued over and over for its use of eminent domain.
Give people a chance to litigate it if they want to, but just do it once.
Mann also says the bill would keep the decision of who gets common carrier status in the hands of the Railroad Commission. That's something he favors. House Bill 3547 would not. It's authored by Brownsville Democratic Representative Rene Oliveira. Oliveira says, like all elected officials, elected members of the Railroad Commission could be susceptible to pressure from industry donors.
It's even worse for the Railroad Commission because they have isolated industries that are going to be contributing heavily to their campaigns, and they're not going to have any general campaign base.
So Oliveira's bill moves the decision over to the State Office of Administrative Hearings.
These are independent judges. They rule for and against the state of Texas. They rule for and against parties.
That office also makes its way into Senate Bill 1625 by Wendy Davis, Democratic senator from Fort Worth. Her bill also goes into great detail over what information a pipeline company needs to provide in its application as well. Things like the names of the pipeline's customers, what it will transport, and how much.
These are all the things that a lot of us feel that TransCanada did not have to provide.
Back at her farm in North Texas, Julie Trigg Crawford says she sees some good and some bad in all of the bills, though none of them will likely impact her case.
The appeals process is a long process.
She just filed an appeal of a lower court ruling in her case against TransCanada last week. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.